Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back once again to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us this week and hope you're doing well. You know, basketball is certainly big in Indiana, no doubt about that, and college basketball is big. We got a number of teams. We got Ball State, we've got Indiana University, we got Purdue, we got Notre Dame. And one of the schools that has really emerged on the scene in the last few years is Butler. Butler basketball, which has gone from being a gone from being what's called a mid-major, and I suppose they're still what's called a mid-major, but they are a team that plays in a big conference now, and they're a team that plays in the Big East Conference, and they have a number of big teams that come into Butler, and sometimes they don't always come away with a win. Butler certainly can establish themselves and certainly plays well when these big teams come in. And a guy that has been there through it all, not just a player, not just a coach, trainer, manager, whatever, but a guy that's been there through it all is Dave Peach. Dave Peach is the voice of Butler basketball, and he's as much a part of Butler basketball as that dog that comes out, that bulldog. And I'll tell you what, I have been there for Butler basketball games, and pardon me, when they introduce the visiting team, it's just names and not much else. But when they turn out the lights and they turn the spotlight on that bulldog, and the voice of Dave Peach comes up, it's something to remember. But Dave also has another job. He's the manager of a couple radio stations in Crawfordsville, Indiana. And he is also a very solid believer in Jesus Christ. So about a year ago, well, I went over and sat with Dave, and Dave and I have been longtime friends. In fact, Dave and I used to work together. In fact, I believe that Dave might even had a part on Face to Face in the early days. But I went over and sat down with Dave over in his Crawfordsville office, and we talked about basketball and talked about the Lord. So I thought you'd want to hear that. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the voice, the booming voice of Butler basketball, Dave Peach. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, welcome back to Face to Face. Glad to have you with us this week. And this week, have with us a guy that's a friend of mine from a number of years back. We've worked together, but he has gone on to some great things. It's Dave Peach, who's the PA voice of the Butler Bulldogs. Dave, great to have you here. Welcome to Face to Face.
It is wonderful to be on the show, and I've followed your career over the years and certainly listened to the show, and it's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, because as I've watched you develop over the years, how long now have you been the voice of the Butler Bulldogs?
Oh, I think I've been doing PA. This is my 31st season doing PA, 3 years in Virginia. So I guess this is my 28th season at Butler. I started in 1986 and spent 3 years in Virginia, so you can do the math there.
And you took some time off. You're obviously one of the things you do as a career is to run a radio station. We're in Crawfordsville. You run a number of radio stations here in Crawfordsville, Indiana. And you took some time off, went down to Virginia to manage or run a radio station in Virginia for a little while, and then came back, right?
That's right. And when I was in Virginia, I was very fortunate. I got a D1 PA gig doing VMI basketball for the Keydets, and a lot different in Virginia as far as basketball, but did enjoy keeping the string going there in Virginia.
Ironically, a few years ago, I was in a bed and breakfast in that town. What's that, Lexington?
Lexington, Virginia,
and actually met the athletic director there at VMI. That's very, very ironic. How did you get the job at Butler?
Well, you know, I did games when I was in school on the radio and traveled with the team and really enjoyed those times broadcasting. We didn't win a lot of games in the early 80s. I actually started in 1979, did my first game.
Now, where was this?
This is at Butler WAJC, the old 104.5 in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. 48,000-watt radio station, and worked with the likes of Dave Calabro, that people may know here, Scott Hoke, who does the Mecum auctions, and Brian Hammonds, who's been at the Golf Channel for many years, Kevin Madden, who was on Channel 6 in Indianapolis, and also the did some Pacer work. You know, really enjoyed those times, and, you know, Jim McGrath was the SID, and I, you know, I was working at the time at Network Indiana, you know, long since out of Butler, and he asked me to do PA in 1986, and I, you know, I'll say this, I think probably because I might have been the most obnoxious Butler fan ever, I'll say that right, I'll say that only on this show, and he said, he's not going away, so, well, let's just let him do PA. I don't know if that was the case or not, but Jim hired me to do that in 1986.
Yeah, how has your job developed over the years? When you first started out, I mean, you create such energy, and how have you seen your job develop over the years?
Well, it's a lot more organized. It's a lot more scripted. It's a lot more planned. You know, in the old days, you know, you'd get like maybe a live read here, a live read there. You literally would have people tapping you on the shoulder, handing you, you know, it's Jim's birthday, please announce it, or we're having a reception, or something like that. Now it is a lot more structured. You know, there's more of a show to it than there was then. You've got a video board that needs to be coordinated with, you know, announcements need to be coordinated with the video. And it's, I don't want to say it's more important, but there's just it seemed like there's a lot more on the line now than there was back in the 80s.
The Butler games that I have been to, of course, it's at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is great. Just walking into Hinkle Fieldhouse is amazing. But when the dog comes out and he's in the spotlight, the place goes wild. And I don't care who you are. I mean, you've been in a number of different conferences, and now you're in the Big East, and you say the St. John's, Villanova, some of those Georgetown teams come in there, and it's got to be just incredibly intimidating, even for the big teams, when that dog comes out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's with about 5 minutes to go before we do the lineups. And, you know, there's this, it's when you're the PA guy or gal, you see that clock counting down.
Right.
And you know that is going to be the most intense 4 or 5 minutes that you're going to have all night when that clock counts down to zero. So, you know, when you're getting to 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and then with 5 minutes, when they, right now, they roll a history video, and the director is in your ear saying, we're rolling history video, and the team's ready, and they come out, it is just pure adrenaline. And at that point, it is, you know, the band's playing their A songs, the crowd is hepped up, the crowd is just, you know, really... The crowd is energized, and we're ready to go. That kind of starts the official ceremony, as far as, you know, then we do the anthem, then we do the lineups. But, you know, that's that first real adrenaline rush when those players run out on the court, and you can literally feel, you know, there's a wind that comes from the flag and the players that you actually just almost, you feel the energy coming off of them when they make their way on the court.
Yeah, have you ever had a moment? Now, I've done, this has happened to me every once in a while. Have you ever had a moment when it's so overwhelming that you get a little emotional? You're in charge. You're the voice. And you just kind of have to swallow hard and go on. Have you ever had a moment like that?
You know, there's been several. You know, we played Gonzaga in 2013, and it was, you know, you looked at the spectacle of that. ESPN Game Day was there that day. I look across the way, and, you know, Dick Vitale's doing color. And, you know, it was one of those moments that you really had to just gather yourself and realize this is really happening. This place is sold out. It's 9 o'clock. It's on ESPN. It's Butler, Gonzaga. You know, this is it. This is the biggest stage that we've had here in Hinkle Fieldhouse. And you really have to just kind of put it behind you and try to treat it like any other game.
From a personal standpoint, you've had a number of people in the last 31 years come across your path, a number of high-quality people. I think of the coaches. Butler's had so many high-quality coaches. I'm thinking of Brad Stevens. I'm thinking of who's the athletic director now?
Barry Collier.
Barry Collier, who's the first one that I remember, and his name, unfortunately, I couldn't remember right there. But and now you got Chris Holtman. And do you have a chance to interact with these coaches in a sense that you really get to know them?
You know, I do get a chance to talk to them on occasion. They're so busy on game day that it's very difficult to have a conversation with them either before or even after the game, because they are doing so much even after the game. They're talking to recruits. They've got press conferences to go to and different obligations in that manner. But I will say that, you know, they've all been very, very cordial to me. Fortunately, we haven't had any difficulties over the years. You know, Barry Collier set the stage. Thad Mata, I actually was able, I knew Thad when he was a student. He actually roomed with some folks that I was acquaintances with at Butler. So kind of note that on a little more personal level. Todd Licklider was very friendly over the years. And Brad Stevens, it's interesting, Brad was an assistant coach for many, many years at Butler. And when I went to Virginia, I went to Hinkle one last time to tell Jim that I was leaving. And on the way out, caught up with Brad Stevens coming in and talked to him. You know, I can't really remember what we talked about. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry you're leaving." Had a, you know, maybe a 2-3 minute conversation, left Hinkle Fieldhouse, and, you know, just the thought that here was Brad Stevens, at that point an unknown assistant, and he was the last person that I saw when I headed out to Virginia. But came back, and you know, we had a chance to talk after we went to the final, after we made the Final Four the first time. Talked to him at Hinkle Fieldhouse at around 3 a.m. and I just, you know, we had cell phones, but I don't know why we weren't taking more pictures at the time and all of that. And but really got to know Brad over the years, and went to the tip-off luncheon Chris Holtman's first year when he was the interim coach. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, Tom, that I introduced myself to him. I talked to him and his wife for a few minutes. And after that brief 45-second conversation, I could tell that Butler was in very good hands.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is it's not really the quantity of time that I talk to the coaches, but there's a quality to those moments that we have that really say a lot.
Dave Peach is our guest. He's the PA voice of the Butler Bulldogs, and a good friend. We've worked together. Actually, Dave actually has done some games for me back in the day, back in Columbus. And
Hauser Jets,
long way from Butler and Hinkle. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear more from Dave. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Dave Peach, who has become somewhat of an icon himself at Butler.
Oh, my.
And been there so long, seen so many things. We could talk about it. You saw the Butler program develop. Butler was a mid-major program for many years, and kind of, I won't say that you struggled as a team, but there was an emergence in there, maybe under Thad Mata, maybe under Brad Stevens, somewhere, where you became one of the top teams in the country, and you saw a lot of, even before they got into the Big East, you saw a lot of major games. Tell us a little bit about the development of Butler basketball as you've seen it over the years.
Well, you know, I started in school in 1979, and we had just formed what was called the Midwestern Cities Conference, and we had Loyola, we had Butler, we had Xavier, we had Oklahoma City, we had Oral Roberts and Evansville. So it's a 6-team conference. And we didn't do very well over the years that I was there. 1 year, 5-20, 1 year, 7-22. You know, really, Barry Collier came in 1989. And, you know, he came in along with our play-by-play man, Chris Denary. And they really set a new tone for Butler basketball in 1989. Barry went to a couple of NITs in the early 90s. And then in 1997 made the NCAA tournament for the first time. And that was a big moment for the program. And from there, it just keeps building. 2000, they went to the NCAA tournament, and I was there in Winston-Salem. And we lost by 1 point on a buzzer beater in overtime to Florida. And, you know, you still think about those that moment and, the seniors. But, again, even though it was a one-point loss, we were building. The next year, they won a game in the NCAA tournament, 2001, in Thad Matta's only season there. Then the Sweet 16 run with Todd Licklider in 2003. And, again, this just keeps building. And you just keep – you see more games on ESPN. You see more local interest in the program. And then you get to the Brad Stevens era. And at that point, Butler has established themselves as one of the premier mid-majors in the country with a run that was unprecedented. Sweet 16s, a couple Final Fours. I mean, you know, when you're a mid-major, when you're Butler University and you're emerging, you just want to get into the NCAA tournament. And then your dream is to play that second weekend, you know, that Sweet 16 weekend. And you think about it, Butler in the Horizon League played on the third weekend 2 years in a row, didn't win the championship, and you know, you see the notoriety. And then from there, you have the conference upgrades. And again, we don't want to say anything bad about the Horizon League or anything bad about the Atlantic 10, but, you know, no program has progressed as quickly as Butler. And now, playing with the likes of Villanova, Georgetown, St. John's, Creighton, Xavier, and the Big East Conference, it has been a remarkable thing to watch.
Let's change direction a little bit and talk about your faith, which I know is very, very important to me. Tell me how you became a follower of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, we had a great church in Columbus. My wife was a Christian. And, you know, she brought me along to church a few times. I went reluctantly. And really, with the I went to Sunday school a couple of Sundays, and that Sunday school one of those nights where you have play games and eat Chinese food or something like that. And, you know, it was that fellowship that kind of brought me in. And they were so interested in me spiritually and you know, just one of those things that, you know, on a Sunday morning, I wanted to give my life to Christ and follow him. And December 1994, that happened. And it has been an amazing journey. And, you know, it's a day that I'll never forget. And it's been just a great, it's been nothing but a fantastic time from that point.
Is there any way in which, and I know that there's a number, when we've talked about people, we talk about Barry Collier, we talk about Brad Stevens, names that come to mind, guy Darnell Archie, a friend of mine, Ronald Norred, a player, Andrew Smith, guys that come along that have that same faith. Is there any time that you've had a connection spiritually, even in an off moment or something, where you've had a chance to spiritually talk about things like that in the situation you're in?
You know, there's never been a time, but I know, you know, you talk about Kellen Dunham, you know, we've got many Christians on the team, and, you know, I wish that I had more interaction with the players, but, what I do and when I come there, you know, there's not a whole lot of that. But, you know, I was deeply touched with the Andrew Smith story, and I've had a chance to introduce his wife at a couple of events. And, you know, it's something that you feel. There's nothing really tangible to report on that, but, you know, I think there is a feeling between, you know, fellow Christians that, you know, there is something special about the experience.
Tell me a little bit about how you prepare for a game. What do you have to do?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to remember what I did 30 years ago, but I can tell you what I do now. And, you know, with the advent of, you know, with the internet, with the number of games that are on television, I always try to watch the team that's coming up, you know, as many times as I can. And I actually will, you know, go over the game a couple times. You know, the big thing about doing the public address, the main thing is number memorization of the opposing team. You know the home team. But it's that road team that I think you'll really you know, you need to know more about the road team. Really, the home team will take care of itself. But, you know, I look at the players, kind of see what they do on the court, and you know, just go over guards and bigs and what they normally do, you know, if they're going to shoot threes or something, if they're just going to be a defensive stopper, kind of prepare for that. But really, number memorization and becoming familiar with that other team.
Dave, I know that there's a lot of things we could talk about. I'd love to talk about Butler basketball. We're kind of running a little short on time here, but tell me what you have that might be a favorite verse that sticks out in your mind.
Well, Philippians 4:6 has always been special for me. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that tells me that I can take anything to the Lord. And, you know, that peace that passes all understanding, you know, you can't buy that peace. You cannot purchase that, but you get it when you follow Christ. And you know that even though things may be a little bit, you know, by the world standards, not going your way, you know that you have that peace available through Christ.
Dave, it's been fantastic talking to you. I've been looking forward to this. Just looking, we haven't talked in a while, but it's been great to reconnect. Congratulations on what you do, and I know that you and I feel one word together, and that word's probably blessed. The idea that I know many times in doing face-to-face, I have to kind of pinch myself and say, how did I get here? And I know with Butler basketball, you've done the same. Congratulations. I know you're going to see a lot. I know that Butler had a big night the other night against Villanova, and there's been some many, many more minutes that we probably could talk about. Thanks for being a part.
Well, thank you, and best wishes with face-to-face, and yes, we are indeed blessed.
No doubt about it. Dave Peach, the PA voice of the Butler Bulldogs. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face-to-Face. Welcome back to Face-to-Face. Hope you enjoyed that talk that we had with Dave. And as we said, he's going through a number of different regimes at Butler. He has seen the Butler Bulldogs come on the scene as being a major force in basketball. Butler has done very well, and we'll see what happens to them this year as they get their season started. By the way, we're always looking to see what happens with Christian athletes, not only around the country, but around the world. Just got word that one of our face-to-face interviews that we had, and another guy that's a friend of face-to-face, Josh Lindblom, had quite a year pitching baseball in South Korea. Now, Josh has pitched for a number of teams. He started out with the Dodgers, and he's pitched for the Philadelphia Phillies, the Texas Rangers, but he went to South Korea a few years ago, and he's become one of their top pitchers. In fact, he just won what's called the Kwangyong Don Award, something I'd never heard of, but it's the equivalent of their Cy Young, and the Cy Young Award in the United States is the top pitcher in the league. So Josh Lindblom, who had a really good year in Korea, congratulations to him. Congratulations to all his family who live back here in Indiana, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Josh even while he's home before he goes back to play again next year. We'll have a chance maybe to get him on face-to-face. Well, if you enjoyed this interview and you want to hear more about face-to-face, go to our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. Hope you'll check that out. And we have not only this interview, of course, but we have other interviews up from times past. And just hope that you'll check them out, because if you're interested in sports and you're interested in Christ, this is where the two intersect. This is where you hear a lot of negativity in the world, but face-to-face, you'll hear about Christian athletes that you may not hear about anywhere else, and we're happy to provide that information for you. Well, as we close today, I want to take you to Matthew 6:33, the verse that may be the most important verse in the Bible, Jesus' number one command. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Hope that you'll do that. Hope that as you listen to this, and hope that as you are encouraged, that you will want to know more about Jesus Christ and be encouraged by the voices of the athletes that you hear on our show. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Bye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana, 47202. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face. We'll be right back.